At last, when the tide match began to bore the soldiers, Ajax muttered, "Son of Laertes, royal Odysseus, master mariner and soldier, hoist me or I'll hoist you. What happens then is God's affair." At this he heaved him up. But Odysseus had his bag of tricks. He kicked behind the knee, knocking his legs from under him, and down went Ajax backward as Odysseus dropped on his chest. The onlookers came alive, looked hard, and marveled at the fall. The wrestlers got to their feet for a fresh try, and Odysseus heaved in turn, but could not budge the big man even a half inch off the ground. He bent his knee behind him, and then both went down, locked together. Both got coats of dust. They would have roused and tried for a third fall had not Achilles held them back. He said, "No more of this bone-cracking bout. The victory goes to both. Take equal prizes, off with you, so the rest here can compete." They broke and turned away as he commanded, wiped off the dust, and pulled their chitons on. For the next event, the quarter mile, Achilles offered a silver wine bowl of 6 gallons. Never a mixing bowl in all the world could match its beauty. Artisans of Sidon had lavished art upon it. Phoenicians had brought it out by sea, and mooring ship in a roadstead had conferred the bowl on Thoas. Euneus, son of Jason, later gave it as ransom to Patroclus for Lycaon, son of Priam. Now at his old friend's funeral, Achilles put the bowl down as first prize for that man who should prove the fastest runner. Second prize he made a giant ox, and for the hindmost, half a bar of gold. Towering there, he gave the word to Argives. "Step up if you will try for this award." Ajax, the runner, son of Oileus, at once came forward. Then that canny man Odysseus, and then Nestor's son Antilochus, fastest man of them all among the young. They towed the line. Achilles showed the finish, then from the starting line the race began, and Ajax quickly took the lead. Beside him noble Odysseus pressed him hard. As close as to a weaving woman's breast, the bar of warp is drawn when accurately she passes shuttle and spool along the meshing web and holds to her breast one weighted bar, so close in second place Odysseus ran. His feet came sprinting in the other's tracks before the dust fell, and on Ajax's nape he blew hot breath as he ran on. All the Achaeans cheered for Odysseus, the great contender, and called to him as he ran with laboring heart. But entering the last 100 yards, Odysseus prayed in his heart to the gray-eyed one, Athena. "Hear me, goddess. Come, bless me with speed.